There was a lot of excitement around the Life Insurance Corporation IPO when it hit the market in May this year. But 6 months on, the stock is trading around 30% below its issue price. Now, what's the reason for LIC shares doing so poorly? And can things get better anytime soon? I'm Santosh Nair, and on this podcast, to answer these questions and more, joining me is my colleague Neha Dave, who's part of the Money Control Pro team and tracks the financial services sector. Neha, pleasure to be chatting with you.
Thanks, Santosh, for having me for the podcast.
So, Neha, LIC reported a big jump in net profit for the second quarter. What are the reasons for this spike?
Yes. So, LIC reported a huge profit of over 16,000 crores. There was a significant jump in LIC's profit as compared to last year. And one of the key reasons for this quantum jump in profit was the change in accounting policy. Also, there was a huge other income component due to income tax refund. Now, both these are not from the operational performance of the company and are not sustainable in the future. These are kind of one-off, what we call as one-off in the accounting language. So the profit was mainly contributed from one-off.
Okay, and so that seems to be the reason why the market does not seem to be very impressed. Would that be correct, Neha?
Yeah, so initial reaction was the stock price jumped around 5 to 6% on Monday, after the earnings were announced last Friday. But the tenfold increase in the profit is definitely not the reason for the stock's rally. The reason being accounting profits hardly matter for a life insurance companies, and they are never assessed on that. There is more to assess a life insurance company, and on those parameters, LIC did very well, and that was primarily on growth as well as certain operational parameters. And the street perhaps liked that, and hence the stock jumped initially 6% following the results announcement. But definitely, the tenfold increase in the profit was something that that won't change the stock price much.
Okay, so now before we get deeper into the valuation methods, tell us, Neha, what exactly is the business model of LIC and what are its strengths?
So LIC, as we all know, it is still enjoys a pole position in the insurance industry even after the sector was opened up to private players way back in 2001. It is still a market leader with more than 68% market share in industry's new business premium. Its asset under management, the kind of funds that LIC manages, is over 42 lakh crore, and which is more than the total AUM of the entire mutual fund industry. So LIC definitely is the insurance giant. And if we talk about the business model, it is very distinct from the private players in at least two ways. So I'll touch upon both the ways. The first is the product mix, and the second is the distribution mix. So if we talk about the product mix, LIC's presence is in the certain products and segments, which is very different from private players. Okay. LIC is, typically, so if we talk about insurance industry, there are two main segments. One is the group business, other one is the individual or retail business. Okay. And LIC is the undisputed market leader in the group business. Mm-hmm. However, in the retail business, it has lost a lot of market share in the past 20 years after the sector was open to the private players. Mm-hmm. And the key reason for that is there are some products which are very popular with retail investors. And LIC has a very not a significant presence or not many products in that category. For example, ULIP. ULIP was sold a lot a decade back, and private players could encash that opportunity. But LIC was never a leader in that space. So LIC obviously is doing well in the group business, but retail business, its market share would be somewhere about 30%, Now, again, when we talk about the product mix, we talk about the segment, that is group business and the retail. There are product categories, and if we talk about product categories, there are two main products in the life insurance industry. Mm-hmm. One is the product which provides a protection, and the other one is the saving or the investment product. Okay. LIC's portfolio, product portfolio is mainly concentrated or leaning towards the saving products, wherein, the policyholder typically gets some maturity amount after the policy is mature. But when we talk about the protection business, it is basically a life cover, where the policyholder gets the payout only in case of death. So if we compare that to the private players in India are typically more leaning towards the pure protection business, what we call as the term insurance plan. But LIC's product portfolio is mainly consists of the saving products. Now, within saving also, there are two main categories, which is participating and non-participating. When I say participating, as the name suggests, the policy holder in a participating saving product typically is guaranteed of a particular return. And above that, the policy holder also gets to share the profit from the policy. In India, typically 90% of the policy's surplus is paid to policy holders, and only 10% is retained for the shareholder.
So that is probably what makes the LIC product so popular.
Yes. Because insurance in typically in India, investors do prefer some kind of payouts, regular payouts. In terms of protection, the market is highly underpenetrated. People, though now after COVID, there is increased awareness and there is more demand for the life, pure life cover kind of policy. But typically, Indian investors or Indian policy holders look forward for some kind of saving products. And LIC is the market leader in that space. So their portfolio mix is also consisting of mainly of participating saving products.
Okay, so how does the market value LIC, put a value to the stock? Or for that matter, what are the key things that investors should be mindful of when they invest in any life insurance company?
Yes. So, as I already talked previously, that product mix is the most important thing. Now, why product mix is the important thing is because there are different margins on different products, you know, and that ultimately determines the profitability of the company. So, when an investor looks at an insurance company, the product mix plays a very important role. And as I said, the private players in India today are selling more of protection business, which are high yielding products, and hence their profitability is better as compared to LIC. Apart from product mix, there is another qualitative factor which investor needs to consider is the distribution or the channel mix of an insurance company. Now, why the distribution or channel mix is important is insurance in India is typically a push product, you know. So in an insurance company will have to incur a lot of marketing and sales expenses to sell their products. So if we compare how the distribution channel is of LIC as compared to the private players in India typically rely on banks, and the channel is called as bancassurance channel. So they rely on banks as their corporate agent to sell their products. So, for example, ICICI Prudential Life, they might have a tie-up with ICICI Bank, and ICICI Bank will be selling most of its policies. In contrast to the bancassurance channel, LIC has typical distribution mix, and individual agents sell most of LIC's policies. More than 95% of LIC's business will be attributable to individual agents. And hence, you know, this channel mix is very distinct. And how does it impact the profitability is, you know, nowadays, we talk a lot about direct channel, you know, where there are no intermediaries. Policyholder can go to the website. There's a digital channel where policyholder can go to the website of, say, HDFC Life and buy the policy. Mm-hmm. Now, in such cases, the company has to pay virtually no commission and has to pay incur a very little cost of maintaining a digital channel. So, you know, there is a cost of distribution which is very high depending, you know, which varies according to the channel, which is very high when the commissions are paid to individuals. For bancassurance channel, there is some negotiation power. For digital, it is one of the best mode, but it is very at a nascent stage, you know, and it will only pick up with the time. So distribution mix is very important, and LIC's is distribution mix is very distinct, and market looks very closely as to how they diversify this distribution channel over the period of time and reduce their distribution costs and commissions over the period of time.
So it's something like a double-edged sword for LIC, Neha, right? Because it has a strong army of agents, but that also means that their distribution costs are on the higher side.
Yes. True. So their agent channel, the number of agents would be anywhere more than, you know, 1 million channels, and it will be one of the largest agent channel. But the thing is that the commission, what the market looks at is the ratio of commission to premium, what we call as the commission ratio. Now, the commission ratio for LIC will be higher as compared to the private players.
Right. Neha, we also keep hearing about this term frequently called the embedded value. Could you tell us what exactly that means?
Yes. So embedded value is used to value the life insurance company. Now, as we know that different valuation metrics are used for different companies. Say, for example, for banks, we use book value. So for insurance company, we have embedded value. You know, it is kind of a book value equivalent of for what we use for banks. So embedded value, how is it computed? It is basically, there are two factors to it. One is obviously the simple one is the net worth of the company, which is the equity capital plus free reserves, you know, that is the net worth. And the most important aspect of the embedded value is what we call is value in force, which is basically the present value of all future profits on the existing business. So embedded value, if I have to summarize, it is two things. One is the net worth and the present value of future profits from the existing business which the company has built over a period of time. And why embedded value is important? Because, as I said, insurance company is valued on embedded value. It is the street will typically assign a multiple to embedded value and to arrive at a fair target price or the target value of the company. So let me just give an example. So say, for example, if an embedded value of an insurance company is, say, just for a rough calculation, it's 100 crores. And if the street decides to value it at 2.5 times and assigns a multiple of 2.5, that means, you know, the market capitalization of the life insurance company would be around 250 crore or what the street thinks is that should be the value of the company. So embedded value is the most important parameter for the valuation exercise.
So embedded value, Neha, as I understand right, is the profits that LIC will earn from its outstanding policies over a period of time. And it's a way of putting a present value to that, what those future profits will be, right? But it's slightly tricky here, isn't it? Because policies may be surrendered and sometimes there may be claim on policies. So how is this calculation done and who does this calculation?
Yes. So unlike a book value or earning per share, which we calculate for other companies, the calculation of embedded value is a complex exercise. And precisely for that reason, there is the actuary which is appointed and there is actual calculation that comes from them. You know, they'll calculate the embedded value. The reason why it is complex is because there are lots and lots of assumptions that goes into that. As you rightly mentioned, one has to assume whether the policy will continue for the next 20 years or whether it will be surrendered or whether there is a claim. And then how do you arrive at the present value of something that you're going to earn 20 years down the line? You know, so how you are going to discount it to the present value, what interest rates you assume. So there are a lot of assumptions that goes into it, and it's a very, very complex exercise. And there is an actuary appointed by all insurance companies, and they calculate help calculate the embedded value.
So how often does this embedded value change, like say in the case of LIC?
Yeah, so embedded value changes with, there are a lot of moving parts to it, and so it often changes. But as far as the disclosure is concerned, okay, most insurance companies prefer it to disclose it on a half-yearly basis. LIC does on a half-yearly basis. There would be some exception where they do it on a quarterly basis, but the regulations mandate insurance companies to disclose the embedded value on a half-year basis. So recently, like, for example, LIC disclosed their embedded value for the 6 months completed in the current fiscal.
So what is the multiple that the market is giving LIC based on its embedded value? And how does this compare with the multiple that private sector life insurers are getting?
Okay, so LIC's embedded, the multiple that LIC gets on its embedded value, and I am taking the latest embedded value which LIC has disclosed just a couple of days back, is around 0.8, okay, and which is less than one time. And if we compare it to the private players, market assigns a very high multiple to the embedded value of private companies. It assigns as high as 3.5 multiple to HDFC Life. For other private companies like ICICI Prudential and SBI Life, it would be about two times. Now, as compared to the private players, the multiple which is assigned to LIC is more than, it has a significant discount to that of private players. So there are many reasons for this, why LIC is being valued at a lower multiple as compared to private players. And one of the quantitative reason I would explain and one of the most important parameter I'll touch upon is the margin. Now, the margins in the insurance business that is often looked at is called as VNB margins, that is value of new business margins. It is equivalent to profit margin for any other company, non-insurance company, you know. So VNB margins are very important. It is, as I said, it is EPS or a profit margin equivalent. So okay. VNB margin for LIC is 15% as per the latest disclosure. Now, in comparison, private players, both ICICI and SBI Life have VNB margins of 30%, double of what LIC has. Okay, and even for HDFC Life, it would be somewhere around 28-29%. So LIC's VNB margins are half of that of private players. So one of the reasons why it gets a low multiple is because of the low VNB margins. Now, why the VNB margins are low for LIC? One of the biggest reason is the product mix. They are more into the products which are low yielding or the low margin products, which they plan to change over a period of time. They are focusing more on high-yielding products now, especially after listing. And like, for example, in the current quarter, they've launched some three products. And all these three products are the non-participating segment. So they want to make their product mix more competitive or at par with the private players and improve on the VNB margins. So this is one of the reasons on the quantitative side. Now, obviously, there are some qualitative factors, you know, why a company gets valued at a lower multiple. So, this would be something similar to like why SBI gets a lower valuation multiple as compared to ICICI Bank or HDFC Bank. The street would have concerns over the potential government interference because government is the largest shareholder in the company in LIC. In technology-wise, there will be slow adoption, because it's a very complex organization with thousands of policies and they have millions of agents who are selling their policies. So the technology-wise, they are little. They need to catch up with private players. Also, there is a stiff competition in the insurance space from private side. So that is another reason why, LIC's multiple is lower because private players have been gaining ground, especially when it comes to the retail and the mass market. And obviously, as I mentioned, there is VNB margins is one of the quantitative side. And then there are this qualitative factors why it is being valued at on the lower side.
Quite a few points you mentioned out there for why LIC is trading at a discount to its private sector peers. Now, what could potentially lead to a change in perception about LIC and lead to a re-rating of the stock?
Okay. So one thing is that at current valuation, because it is being valued at less than embedded value, it itself means that the lot of concerns or the issues about the companies are in the price. Okay, so this is despite, as I mentioned earlier in the chat, that despite all this competition, despite the sector being open to private players 20 years back, LIC still has a huge market share. And the most interesting and the fascinating fact is that in this current fiscal, they have recouped some of the market share which they lost to private players. Their sales or their business growth was much higher than private players in the currently reported earnings season. So LIC still has to get higher multiple. Now, what could lead to that higher multiple is, valuation, as I mentioned, for LIC is there are two components, embedded value and the multiple which is assigned to it. Mm-hmm. Now, the embedded value which LIC disclosed this quarter, there was not much change in the number, not much growth in the embedded value. So investors should not expect a significant change in embedded value going forward also. That's because it's a, you know, it's a very large, it's a huge base. To change embedded value for an organization like LIC will take some time. So then how can the stock, you know, move ahead, or, you know, there'll be upside potential, which will be driven more by the multiple which is assigned by the street. The 0.8 multiple which currently the street assigns can go to 1.2, say, for example, if the company continues to do well in terms of gaining the market share, in terms of business growth, in terms of other operational parameters, like, for example, the product mix starts changing more towards and leaning more towards the high margin products. And if this is sustained over the next couple of quarters, the street perhaps would start valuing at a higher multiple, and the re-rating would happen, and which would drive the stock upside.
Okay, Neha, also help us decode some of the other business jargon that we frequently keep hearing about life insurance companies. Now, you mentioned VNB, or the value of new business. Now, what is this new business premium? Is it the same as the value of new business?
Value of new business and new business premium are very distinct, different terms. VNB, or the value of new business, is very important terminology for understanding or assessing an insurance company. That's because it is equivalent to the EPS, or the profits for what we call as profits for any other company. And so value of new business is basically, again, the present value of the future profits from the business, new business, which is done in the particular period or the current period. So that is the value of new business. And as far as the new business premium is concerned, that is typically, whenever a company, insurance company, sells any policy, the first year premium, which is taken as the new business premium. And also there are policies where there is no regular premium payment. There is only a single lump sum amount which is paid. Mm-hmm. So even that is taken as a new business premium. So, new business premium will be typically the first year premium plus the single premium in case of a policy where there is only a single premium. But it is definitely not similar to VNB, which is where there is a calculation involves estimating what the future profits will be and then discounting it to the present value and getting that number.
And also, Dev, what is this annualized premium equivalent, and what does it indicate?
Okay, so simply putting, though we know that annualized premium equivalent, there is a formula to arrive at it, but putting it very simply, it is nothing but the business sales for a life insurance company, or what we call as the top line for any other company, you know. So APE is the top line for a life insurance company. And if you want to compare LIC with private players, we look at how much is the APE for LIC, how much it has grown, and how much the APE has grown for private players. So it is nothing but the sales or the top line for insurance companies, simply putting.
Okay. And overall, life insurance companies have been underperforming the market for the last couple of years. What in your view can change the market outlook on the sector?
Yeah, so the life insurance companies have been underperforming for many reasons. One of the reasons was the pandemic, where the business growth had slowed significantly. Also because there were huge claims that impacted the financials of the life insurance companies. But now, with the pandemic behind us and the business as usual, the street would be looking at what is the kind of growth that is happening month on month, on a quarter on quarter basis, in terms of the sales. So I would say a strong growth in business would perhaps lead to the stocks re-rating, and this is more likely to happen. The primary reason being the market is highly underpenetrated as far as the protection business is concerned, you know. Okay. What we call is protection gap. So there is a huge gap in India as compared to any other countries in Asia, where, you know, people are less aware, or they don't go for the pure death cover. Now, the awareness has significantly increased after the pandemic, and that should drive the business sales. So that is something, you know, the business growth is something that will lead to the re-rating or the growth for I mean, or the stock upside would be driven by the business growth. So as far as private players are concerned, other operational parameters are in place, and any new changes in the sector, like, for example, if the commissions paid are reduced over a period of time because digital channel picks up significantly, something of that would be a possible trigger. As far as LIC is concerned, the trigger would obviously be the change in product mix. You know, as and when the you know, the market realizes that product mix is changing for better or towards the higher margin products, there could be the stock re-rating. But overall, to put it simply, insurance is a structural growth story. There won't be a significant movement in terms of, you know, quarterly numbers, because it's a far more complex, you know, the underwriting profits and losses are far more complex as compared to any other business. But over a long period of time, it will definitely, I mean, the history suggests that in the last 20 years, the private players have done really well. And in the coming year also, you know, there is more upside to the stocks because of the huge demand supply gap and huge demand and that exists in the sector.
Well, thanks, Neha, for all those interesting insights, and I'm sure our listeners would have plenty to take away from this conversation.
Thanks a lot, Santosh.